Welcome to WRIR 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio, and it's time for the Motherland Influence. Charles bringing the first half hour of the Motherland Influence here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, coming to you from Richmond, Virginia, USA. Coming to you every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for those of you listening far away on the internet, which you can do at www.wrir.org. And I'd like to let you know, you changed the world shopping at 10,000 Villages, the oldest and largest fair trade organization in North America. Artists and farmers in 32 countries around the world are paid fair prices for their products, helping to end the cycles of poverty. 10,000 Villages offers a variety of handcrafted items like jewelry, textiles, instruments, home decor. The purchases offer dignity, hope, and independence for people in some of the poorest countries. For more information, call 10,000 Villages at 358-5170 or visit our store in the heart of Carytown. And you can also call here at 804-649-9737 or contact us in a few minutes on the internet at WRIR.org by clicking looking for the Motherland Influence on the news page. We'll have that up in just a few minutes. Alright, in the background, our theme song, Hello Hello by Most Fan Fans, Somo Somo. And we're going to start off today with a new one coming from Bucky Leo in Black Egypt. Bucky Leo, Nigerian saxophonist. And this hasn't been released yet. It won't be released till October. I'd like to thank folks at Bongo Recordings and Caroline Records for sending this to us. And that's Mr. Bongo Recordings, by the way. Anyway, new CD is called Afrobeat Visions. And we're going to hear the tune Times Like These. Actually, we're going to hear the tune Dem Go Shout.
Bye.
First, the one we heard was from Bucky Leo, originally from Egypt, played along with Tony Allen, saxophone player and lead vocalist. Bucky Leo with his group Black Egypt from a new CD that should be coming out in October, Afrobeat Visions. And we heard the tune Dem Go Shout. I might play something else off of that later on. And coming to the Folk Music Festival that's going to be down in the Browns Island area in October. I think it's the first weekend of October. Here from Papa Suso, originally from Gambia, from his CD Traditional Choral Music from Gambia Chorus. This gets to be described as an African harp, but different. We heard the tune Jara Ya. And you're listening to the Motherland Influence here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. And let's continue on for some music, but first, Let me take care of the legal things here. We have to let you know that, as soon as I find something to read for you, the upcoming hour on WRIR is brought to you in part by Plan 9 Music in Carytown. Plan 9 is the place to cash in unwanted CDs, DVDs, and video games. Plan 9 in Carytown, and now a new express location in the VCU E2 bookstore. I'm glad it's not camera in this place. It guys, you know, confirm that we are as spacey as we seem to be on the radio. All right, let's continue. Continue with a musician originally from South Africa. I think he's living in Washington, but he plays with another musician out of Hampton, Ever G's guitarist, reggae artist out of Hampton. Anyway, this guy, I believe, is in D.C. Anyway, this is Mangosi Nika, if I pronounce that right, hopefully, on guitar. And his group Mahala has a recording called Uthando. And let's see, which cut am I going to play? Let's play Kwela Jive from that CD.
Emoye
We just heard a few tunes from South Africa by request from Fred. And last one we heard from was Ladysmith Black Mambazo, the tune Na Gingwe Emoyene. And once again, coming out of South Africa. Before that, also out of South Africa, we heard from the Soul Brothers, the tune Beyeza. And before that, more South African music coming from the group the Elite Swingsters, doing the tune Dolly Rathabe. And we started out the South African set for a musician now living here in the U.S., guitarist Mogezi Ntaka, and his group Mahala from his CD Uthando. And we heard the tune Kwela Jive. And you're hearing all that here on the Motherland Influence, 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. And now it's time for David.
Actually, now it's time for Suli Abubakar and the Afro National Band out of Sierra Leone. From the CD, Suli Abubakar and the Afro National Band, Classics Volume 2. We're going to hear a song called Teminde. Put on your dancing shoes.
Oh, hey,
All right, you just heard from Wura Fadaka out of Nigeria with the song San Mari Adugbo from the CD The Kings of High Life on the Ras Records label. That CD is easily available here in Richmond on any number of record stores. Here in the Motherland Influence, we'd like to thank World FM Tawa in Wellington, New Zealand. They are going to be carrying this program as well as Ambiance Congo and the other black music. So all of you out there listening in New Zealand, welcome. I'm glad that you are listening to this program of African, Caribbean, and Latin music coming to you from Richmond, Virginia in the U.S. of A. This program is sponsored by Deed Supply Company in Carytown, which carries a massive selection of denim, including 7 for All Mankind, Citizens of Humanity, and Diesel, as well as a full range of men's and women's clothing, accessories, and shoes to go with it. Deed Supply also quite enjoys forcing the on-air personalities to read, "I'm a little teapot, short and stout. This is my handle. This is my spout." Need Supply Company in Carytown, a company supplying what you need. Change the World, shopping at 10,000 Villages, the oldest and largest fair trade organization in North America. Artists and farmers in 32 countries around the world are paid fair prices for their products, helping to end the cycles of poverty. 10,000 Villages offers a variety of handcrafted items like jewelry, textiles, instruments, and home decor. Your purchases offer dignity, hope, and independence for people in some of the world's poorest countries. For more information, call 10,000 Villages at area code 804-358-5170 or visit our store in the heart of Carytown. Coming up next here on the Motherland Influence, let's go over to Colombia. Here's some music from Paraguayo y su combo bacana, some curralao music, which is a renowned type of music, definitely just one of the most African-sounding musical formats in the Western Hemisphere. Here is Paraguayo y su combo bacana with the song for you, La Cachoalawa.
Despertar en la mañana, yo me embarco en mi casa. Tout mon sang.
right. That was Amadou Balake, of course. For those of you who have been listening to this program for a number of years, you know we play a lot of music from the group Africando, and Amadou Balake is now singing with that group. But back in 1978, he was making his own records on the Sakodis label. I think this one came out originally was the name of that, was a title cut from an older LP called Taxi Men, a song about the taxi drivers in Abidjan who weren't very nice to Mr. Balake. And so I don't really know what the words are, but he has a tendency to be relatively biting in some of his criticisms. That LP is now reissued on a popular African music label CD called Taxi Men Plus. Highly recommended. I loved that record back in 1978, and I still love it now.
Hi, I'm Bill Harrison, Vice President of Public Relations for the Greater Richmond Chapter of the American Red Cross. The Red Cross has received over $584 million over the past 2 weeks for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Over 500 evacuees have been relocated through our area through the Red Cross, with many more still needing homes and shelter. We'd like to thank the hundreds of thousands of you who have already donated, but there is still work to be done. You can help the victims of Hurricane Katrina and feel confident that at least 91 cents of every dollar goes to assist the disaster victims. You can contact us by calling 1-800-HELP-NOW or by going to www.redcross.org. Thanks, America, for all of your support.